Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I think that's the best I can do right now, as opposed to yelling good morning.
Let's start. Yeah, your voice is still, you're still on the mend there. With
it's
that
been 6 days.
Cold you've had or whatever.
It's been 6 days. I have
very
no
intense
idea.
Intense cold.
I think I tried that yesterday. I said, you know what? This is just not good. This is not just a good call. So, good morning. Thank you for waking up with us. Or maybe you're heading home from work. It is Gen 2. It is Tim Richards. It is Star 102. Obviously we look at our forecast here. I cannot stop watching videos and, tweets and whatever it is about the hurricane that is going to be hitting Florida. Friends and family and neighbors that have maybe a second house down there. I don't know what I can. I was texting my cousin. He said, I'm going to send you some video. His name is Justin. I said, Justin, you need to get out of there.
Yeah.
Don't be sending me these videos of wherever you're at. I mean, Disney is closing. Like,
what?
Disney never closes.
Right.
Ever in the history of Disney. Like, was it a handful of times, 10 times, 12 times?
What's troubling about this to me is I've been watching a lot of videos too, but they're all the Helene videos and people that, whose houses were flooding, and they were, you know, they're showing their house that morning, and then when it hits, the storm surge and the flooding and all that, and I'm thinking, what is going to happen to these people? They just dealt with this, 2 weeks ago?
Trying to get out, you know, heading out of there. It is just an entire thing. So obviously thinking about them today, tomorrow, and, you know, for the next, I don't know how many days, so that's certainly on everybody's mind. But specifically on the Jen and Tim Show, the days of deals continues. I didn't buy anything yesterday. There were great, great deals that we presented, but didn't get anything yesterday. Maybe
I
today's
did.
The day.
I did.
Did you? Oh.
I did. You're going to be surprised, I think, at what I bought.
He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. How does this game work?
Well, there's a guy. We put his name in an envelope. He's dead. That's it. That's all you get. You don't win a prize if you figure out who it is. We asked you in January and nobody guessed. Every day we take a guess. Nobody got it right.
Today, we would love another guess.
Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Are the Guardians going to win today?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes, oh, they are. Oh, don't do that. Wow. How your voice sounds worse after 6 days is troubling.
I don't know. I can't. I don't know what's going on. I've taken 3 COVID tests. It's not COVID, so it's like COVID's cousin. I don't know what's going on. I have no idea.
You have COVID's cousin.
I have no idea. I'm like, this is probably something. Nope, negative. Nope, negative. I have had more tea and water and honey and Halls and Robitussin and Dayquil and NyQuil. It's driving me crazy. But enough about me.
Those games you were yelling at.
Oh my gosh. It probably was. I yelled with the Browns and I probably lost the voice, and that will never stop because the Browns continue just to be pathetic. But let's get to dead guy in an envelope. He's dead. He's a guy. What's your guess?
Freddie Mercury?
Oh, that's a great guess. It's not him, though.
Oh, great guess. We appreciate that, though.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show as days of deals continue.
And we keep looking at, you know, Amazon Prime Days and Target Circle Week, and Kohl's has their 3 days of sales, and Walmart's is doing deals. I have 2 deals I want to mention right now, and these are both through Amazon. Number one is a walking pad. You know these treadmills without the arms? This is what people maybe you see on TikTok videos where people are working from home and they walk on their walking pad
while they're working.
So there's this deal on this. They're calling it, they call it a portable treadmill. I feel like they've gotten really trendy over the past few years. You can save $150 on, you know, one of these brands. It's $179 for a walking pad. And I guess the, you know, the real selling point on these is you can just slip them under the bed, or they're real easy to store, but you can easily exercise in your bedroom or whatever.
We have enough room in here now.
For a walking pad. Yeah, we do.
I think we both have one.
I feel like I really would want the arms on it.
That's true. I know.
Arm handles. Yeah. It feels unsafe. I feel like I would.
Did you see how much do they run? There's like, how much are they?
So I don't know. What's 179 plus 150? Whatever that
is. 329.
There you go.
Like that. All right.
You can do quick math. There you go. The other thing you need to buy, and I'm telling you, you need to buy this. And there's a weird feature about it that I think about bringing this in all the time because I have one of these.
Okay.
It's a flameless candle lighter, right? You plug it in. It's like to a USB and it charges and you can light candles with it. They're usually like $20. There's one on sale for like $6.98.
There we go.
I have to bring this in for you because anytime I use this, I don't care where my kids are in the house. They scream because they can hear it. It makes a sound. I can't hear it. Nate can't hear it. Adults can't hear it. Kids can hear it. I had it at my kid's birthday party. I lit candles with it. All the kids are like squeal. It's like a dog whistle.
Like a dog whistle? That's what I was going
to
say.
I swear. And I have thought many times I need to bring this in to see if you can hear it. I bet Stevie could hear it. Because like my sister-in-law, who's way younger than me, she can hear it. I took it to my kid's birthday party. Even their, like the karate instructors, they're young. They're in their 20s. They can hear it. Older adults can't hear it. But
this is a thing? Or you just happen to stumble across it? Okay.
I got to bring this in for you tomorrow. But anyway, they're on sale right now.
Your mind is blown.
Your mind will be blown. I'm going to put a reminder. I have to bring this in tomorrow, and we have to test it. We'll do it at this time tomorrow. I'm dying to know if you'll hear it. And I wonder if it'll transfer over the air.
Oh, that would be amazing. If you know about this, and this is a thing, I built one ton. I 100% believe you.
Yes.
216-343-1021.
And I'm not even kidding you. Max will be like upstairs in his bedroom, and I go to light a candle in the house, and he'll scream, "Mom, stop using that lighter." I'm like, how do you even know? And it's every single time. It's crazy.
That is a great game we should play tomorrow.
We will.
So we will have that on the way. And then you mentioned you bought something, which should certainly get to what that is. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. What'd you buy?
I actually...
We're talking about our days of deals, and you got in on this. What was it yesterday?
Because everyone is doing their like early Black Friday sales right now. The Prime Days, the Target, Kohl's, Walmart, all having sales. And I self-influenced the other day on our show.
You got to give it a look. There's deals all over the place.
I know. Well, we were talking about it because I had brought in the Amazon catalog about the little mini ride-on Prime truck that came with the delivery boxes and everything. And I bought one for my nephew for Christmas. He's like 18 months old. And, you know, he'll be almost 2 by then. And I thought, this thing is stinking adorable. It was available for pre-order. It kind of, and Stevie and I was talking off the air, it reminded us like of that real trendy Target shopping cart.
A
couple years ago.
Oh,
I got for my niece a couple years ago.
That's right.
So, like, you know what? I'm buying this Amazon Prime ride-on truck for my nephew. So that'll be one of his Christmas gifts this year. $39.99. I thought it was a great price and an adorable gift.
We talked about this, yesterday, and I thought it was $70.
I know.
I thought my guess was $70. And I'm like, all right, that probably was high. I probably did shoot a little bit high. It is supposed to be a deal. Okay, I understand. So then I went down to $50, and I was still high.
You were still $39.99? There's even storage in the seat, Tim. Let me tell you. Plus packages and wooden toys included, a stationary handle, and an ergonomic seat.
You aren't bragging. You aren't. This is not what you're doing. But something that you quickly mentioned there, I feel like it was just a slight brag. Or maybe it was. That wasn't
what?
A brag. It wasn't a brag. I just don't understand what is going on.
What?
It was something you casually mentioned there. I want to get to that. Maybe you caught it. That's next on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Jen and Tim Show. I think it's just I'm a little touchy.
Why? I didn't brag about anything.
You have the Amazon catalog?
Yeah.
When did you get it?
Friday, maybe? Because we looked at it over there. Yeah, right. And what, I brought it in here the other day. And you really weren't interested in it. You didn't really.
Anybody else not have one yet?
Oh.
I don't have it yet.
Why didn't you get yours
and
yet?
And I certainly spend money with Amazon. I don't know if that's how they base it or if it's on... Now, it's not necessarily a lot of kids' items through Amazon. Maybe that's the case, too. Certainly spend enough through Amazon. Anybody, I do not have the catalog.
I also don't buy a lot of kids' items through Amazon. I guess my niece and nephew, but not, I mean, that's like birthdays and Christmas.
Okay.
Selfishly, I buy for myself a lot, but maybe you're not spending enough money at Amazon.
It looked so lovely when you brought it in.
It was lovely.
I didn't want to,
thick cardstock paper.
Very well presented. Yeah. I mean, they want you to buy. This is a nice presentation.
Right.
And I specifically went yesterday. I said, you know, I'm not going to say anything. But I do have catalog envy. Like this is certainly a thing.
I would.
And I went and I got the mail yesterday and I walking down the drive, I said, today's the day. Today is the day.
Of course.
And I'm bringing it in. Nothing.
Well,
just bells.
Here's what else I would say. If you get it now, like today, moving forward, you're phase two. Like you're not even top tier Amazon. I would feel really Amazon shunned if I were you.
Can I borrow your catalog, 2163?
You can borrow mine. My kids are very media. They're getting older. It's not super relevant to my Noah's going to be 13 in like 2 weeks, and Max is 10.
A teenager?
Don't get me started.
You will have a teenager?
I can't.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be raining girlfriends.
Stop it. It already is. I can't.
Oh, raining girlfriends. What's their names?
No. No. Okay. We got to get to the three things. Rihanna used to be the wealthiest.
Are they going
to
like a movie or anything? Or
I'm not answering that.
This is the best.
I'm not answering that. They haven't gone to a movie. No.
Okay.
Not a movie.
Oh, so something very popcorn related that you won't.
Not popcorn related either.
Crocker Park, like stroll down the.
I'm not telling you.
Crocker Stroll?
I can't tell you.
Crocker Stroll.
No, there was no Crocker Stroll.
Okay.
It makes it. I can't.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim show.
So I had a fail yesterday. My family, we're SpongeBob family, particularly because my 10-year-old really loves SpongeBob SquarePants, loves to watch the episodes. It's been for years. Like years ago, we had a SpongeBob birthday party. He dressed up like SpongeBob. He's a SpongeBob guy. So when we found out the Krabby Patties were coming out at Wendy's yesterday with the meal, like it has like the Frosty, the pineapple mango Frosty, the Krabby Patty with the secret sauce and everything, we had to go get it.
Available where?
Wendy's.
Gotcha.
We pre-order on the app, get our Krabby Patty meals, and head to Wendy's, and it was a Krabby Patty fail.
A fail?
Oh, it was not good.
And yesterday was the launch.
Oh,
man. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, talking about those Krabby Patties that became available yesterday,
They became available yesterday at Wendy's. My son is a huge SpongeBob SquarePants fan. As you know, the Krabby Patty recipe is very secret.
Yes.
Especially the secret sauce. So the fact that you could get it now is a really big deal. He was getting a haircut. I ordered on my Wendy's app. I ordered, my older son Noah wanted one. He's 12, almost 13. My son Max wanted one. And I was like, you know what? This is perfect. It's Tuesday. I'll make a Tasty Tuesday video. I ordered myself the entire Krabby Patty meal. Comes with the Krabby Patty. It comes with the pineapple mango Frosty. It comes with French fries.
You in on any of this, Stevie? You being picky?
Not the patty, Krabby Patty. Not into that. But I would try the Frosty.
Okay.
That
so she would try the Frosty.
Really
possible Tasty Tuesdays, you mentioned.
Why not the pat? You wouldn't eat a hamburger?
I don't eat hamburgers.
Okay. You don't eat hamburgers. So
no.
I get to
Wendy's. Would you just eat the bun?
I mean, like,
she
I
would
never
just eat the
order
bun.
A bun, but I
wish people
would.
Could see the look that she just gave me.
Yes.
Like, why would... Okay. So you're out on that. All right.
So I pull up to the Wendy's drive-thru, and I actually took a video. There's like a special sign that says, you know, Krabby Patty, SpongeBob, the whole thing. I'm like, this is great. This is going to be the intro to the video. We're going to try the sandwich. It's awesome. I say, hi, mobile order for Jen. They say, please pull around. I pull around. And the lady says to me, ooh. All right, she didn't say that, but that was basically the look on her face. Like, ooh, got some news for you. She says, one, I don't have chocolate Frosties. My son Noah ordered he only wanted the burger. He didn't want the whole meal. He got a chocolate Frosty. He got the burger. Don't have chocolate Frosties. That's a problem.
Yeah, you can't be out of.
That's a problem.
Okay.
Right off the bat. Then she says, I also don't have the syrup to make the pineapple mango Frosty.
It's day one.
It's day
That's
one
the
of
launch.
The Krabby Patty. I don't have the syrup to make the pineapple mango.
How do you not
mango.
Have the syrup?
And it wasn't, hey, we ran out of this. We sold so many. It's like, don't have it.
You just didn't even get it in.
Don't have it. And I was like, what?
then you can't go. Like, then yesterday's not the day. Then you can't. If you don't have the products, and I don't know, anybody else run into this yesterday? Or maybe you are an employee and you have a reason why. Maybe it's a limited edition thing. I don't know.
I had to make an executive decision on the spot.
Okay. Executive decision. We want to get to that next. Also, there was something else. Stevie's going to mention this. That there was an issue. It seems to be an issue with the launch in general. That is next.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. It's 8:17. We're talking about those Krabby Patties that dropped yesterday.
Yeah, they dropped yesterday. I ordered the Krabby Patty meal. Comes with the pineapple mango frosty, the fries, the burger. Got to the window. They said they didn't have the mango or the pineapple to make the frosty. I made the executive decision. In that moment, I looked at the woman. I said, cancel it. I don't want it.
Oh!
I don't want it. I don't want the whole meal. Because
not even the burger.
No, I wasn't. I didn't want to waste it. I wanted the full experience.
Experience, that's right.
I wanted the full experience of the Krabby Patty meal. And I wanted to do it for the Jen and Tim Show. You know, make a video for us trying those items. That's what we do here on the Jen and Tim Show. Now, my son, he likes vanilla frosties, so that wasn't a problem for him, and they had that. So my son still got his Krabby Patty meal with just a vanilla frosty. And then my other son, Noah, also, he just got the Krabby Patty and the vanilla frosty. They both loved the Krabby Patty.
Oh, okay, good.
They said it was delicious. But I was so annoyed, I didn't even take a bite. I didn't even ask for a
good,
taste.
You got to save it for the video.
I'm
it does
it.
Look pretty good. What was the other thing you saw that might have, not necessarily an issue, but people noticed when they were getting the Krabby Patty?
Yeah, I saw a lot of videos that they were expecting like a packaging, you know, usually with these special collabs they have. The fries will come in like a Wendy's collab with the SpongeBob. There's
sure,
no
yeah.
branding. It was just the regular old packaging.
That's true.
So
it was in the silver paper
yeah.
and it was the regular Wendy's fries. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh.
Nothing SpongeBob about it. It's 47 degrees in Medina, today's Star City. These are the three things you need to know this morning. Cleveland Clinic Children's. Sorry about that. And UH Rainbow Babies and Children's Hospital, both ranking at number 3 best hospital, pediatric hospital in Ohio by U.S. News and World Report. They also ranked among the nation's top 50 children's hospital in the 11 pediatric specialties that were measured by U.S. News.
It's like a little baby that was born in Cleveland. Can I come over and see your little Clevelet? I think that's what you're just doing. We're all friends here. Things happen.
Yeah, right.
Everybody else, they record their shows from bigger cities, and they're like, it's 8:55. We say the time because we're live and local. Things happen.
Yes,
things happen.
Sometimes I get excited.
I just speak all day long. That's all I do. Cleveland. It's fine.
Oh, look at that little Cleveland. Oh, Cleveland, so cute. I like that. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Tickets for the American League Championship Series for the Cleveland Guardians go on sale today. It happens exclusively online, cleguardians.com/postseason. If Cleveland passes Detroit in the American League Division Series, we could host several games here in the city. Tickets will be limited to 4 tickets per game. Public transportation will be free on Election Day, November 5th, because of a donation. Anyone can take the bus, rail, or paratransit to vote in the presidential election. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm
Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.